Again, how would you say in Spanish, where are the toilets?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
Of course, if you want to be polite and you're asking someone, you might want to say excuse me or pardon. Excuse me or pardon in Spanish is
perdone.
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 How would you say then, excuse me or pardon, where are the toilets?
Perdone. ¿Dónde están los servicios?
Perdone. ¿Dónde están los servicios?
How would you say, excuse me or pardon, where is the plaza?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está la plaza?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está la plaza?
How about, excuse me, where's the campsite?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está el camping?
Perdone. ¿Dónde está el camping?
What was the cathedral in Spanish, the cathedral?
La catedral.
La catedral.
How would you say, excuse me, where's the cathedral?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la catedral?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la catedral?
The tourist office in Spanish is the office of tourism.
La oficina de turismo.
La oficina de turismo.
La oficina de turismo.
La oficina de turismo.
How would you say, excuse me, where is the tourist office?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Again, as I mentioned earlier, you need to be careful how you pronounce the word meaning is or it is when you're talking about where something is. So, the is or it is that we've been using is pronounced
está.
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 And the emphasis is really very much on the sta at the end. However, we've also encountered a word that's very similar, which is this, for instance, in this evening. How would you say this evening?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
And this is pronounced quite close to the English name Esther. Again, you can think of this is for Esther. So again, when you are saying where is something, you don't want it to sound like Esther. You want to make it sound more like está, with the está emphasized, just to make it clear. Otherwise, it might sound like you're saying something like where is this office of tourism or something. It might not be entirely clear. All right, how would you say the office of tourism, the tourist office, is over there?
La oficina de turismo está allí.
La oficina de turismo está allí.
You might want to say more clearly where something is. If you want to say something is in front of something, to say in front of, you will say
enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
Enfrente de.
So it doesn't sound entirely different to the English. It sort of sounds a bit like in fronte of or something like that. How do you think you'd say in front of the cathedral?
Enfrente de la catedral.
Enfrente de la catedral.
So how would you say the tourist office is in front of the cathedral?
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la catedral.
Again, make sure you're using the right word for is, because whenever you're saying where something is, we will use
está.
Está.
And we won't use
es.
Es.
Which is used for describing what something is, not where it is. Let's try one more. How would you say the tourist office is in front of the plaza?
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la plaza.
La oficina de turismo está enfrente de la plaza.
The word for station, as in train station in Spanish, is very similar to the English, as are all words that end in ION in English and in Spanish. However, it has an E added to the front of it. So it's the word station more or less with an E added to the front of it. So how do you think you would say the station in Spanish?
La estación.
La estación.
La estación.
La estación.
So how would you say, where is the station?
¿Dónde está la estación?
¿Dónde está la estación?
Reply to that question and say, the station is in front of the tourist office.
La estación está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
La estación está enfrente de la oficina de turismo.
A map in Spanish, a map, is pretty easy to guess again. It's simply the English word map with an A on it. What do you think a map would be?
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
And how do you say in Spanish, I have?
Tengo.
Tengo.
He, she, or you have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
You, informal, have?
Tienes.
Tienes.
You, more than one of you, have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
They have?
Tienen.
Tienen.
Finally, the odd one out. We have.
Tenemos.
Tenemos.
And again, how would you say he, she, or you formal have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
So how would you say, do you have, simply using a rising intonation at the end? How would you say that?
Tiene.
Tiene.
How about, do you have a map?
Tiene un mapa.
Tiene un mapa.
Do you remember what the word for of is in Spanish, of?
De.
De.
How would you say, do you have a map of Madrid?
Tiene un mapa de Madrid.
Tiene un mapa de Madrid.
Do you have a map of Barcelona?
Tiene un mapa de Barcelona.
Tiene un mapa de Barcelona.
Answer that question and say, yes, I have a map of Barcelona.
Sí, tengo un mapa de Barcelona.
Sí, tengo un mapa de Barcelona.
If you want to buy one again, you might need to ask how much it is. How would you say that?
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
So, again, what is to camp in Spanish?
Acampar.
Acampar.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To visit.
Visitar.
Visitar.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
Following the same logic, what would be to mark?
Marcar.
Marcar.
Again, what is I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, formal, can.
Puede.
Puede.
You, informal, can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, all of you, can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
They can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
Finally, the odd one out. We can.
Podemos.
Podemos.
And again, what was he, she, and you formal can?
Puede.
Puede.
And what was to mark?
Marcar.
Marcar.
And again, what was a map in Spanish? A map.
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
So, you're probably familiar with the idea, perhaps by now, that the masculine word for A is...
Un.
Un.
Do you know what the masculine word for the is?
El.
El.
So, again, what is a map?
Un mapa.
Un mapa.
And how would you say the map?
El mapa.
El mapa.
To say on the map... On the map in Spanish is...
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
En el mapa.
How would you say in Spanish, can you mark?
Puede marcar.
Puede marcar.
Can you mark the station?
¿Puede marcar la estación?
¿Puede marcar la estación?
Can you mark the station on the map?
¿Puede marcar la estación en el mapa?
¿Puede marcar la estación en el mapa?
Answer: Yes. I can mark the station on the map.
Sí, puedo marcar la estación en el mapa.
Sí, puedo marcar la estación en el mapa. Sí,